This one is called O Sleep. Sleep, come for me, I will go quietly, where the roof doesn't leak in my heart. Oh, sleep, come for me, I'm a boat sprung a lee, I'll hide and you'll seek a new start for me. Till alone I'll be, too gone to care how gray the day is. The dreams that it chases away, they stay. Come for me, I will go willingly, like a leaf from a tree in October. Oh, sleep, come for me, I wait hopefully. I was drunk on a dream, now I'm sober. From now on till on it can't too long for me. I count the hours till I sleep with your feet by my feet, your breath on my cheek. Asleep, asleep, asleep. This song is called Little Bird.
Your heart sings like a kettle, and your words they boil away like steam, and the lie burns long while the truth bites quick. A heart is built for both, it seems. You are lonely as a church despite the queuing out your door. I am empty as a promise, no more. When the time comes and rights have been read, I think of you often. But once I meant what I said. Despite the gathering round the fire, aren't you every bird on every wire? When the time comes and rights have been,
I think on you often, but for once I meant what I said. Here I stay, I lay me down in the house by the hill. I'm dug from the rubble and cut from the kill. Here I stay, I lay me down in the house by the hill. I'm dug from the rubble and cut from the kill. I'm dug from the rubble and cut from the kill. I'm dug from the rubble and cut from the kill.
This song is called Safe Travels, Don't Die.
Please eat your greens and don't sit close to screens. Your eyes are a means to an end. And I would be sorry if due to your hurry you were hit by a lorry. My friend, like you always say, safe travels, don't die, don't die. Safe travels, don't die. Walk on ice, no matter how nice, how sturdy enticing it seems. Please cross at the lights and don't start fires or fights, and don't dabble in heights on caffeine, like you always say. Safe travels, don't die, don't die. Safe travels, don't die. Don't swallow bleach out on Sandy Mount Beach. I'm not sure I'd reach you in time, my boy. Please don't bungee jump or ignore a strange lump and a gasoline pump's not a toy, like you always say. Safe travels, don't die, don't die. Safe travels, don't die, don't die. Safe travels, don't die, don't die. Safe travels, don't die, don't die.
I'm Nick Harcourt, your host. It's Connections at 88.5 KCSN. And our guest in studio is Lisa Hannigan. Welcome. Thanks for playing for us.
Thank you for having me.
It's lovely to see you again. A new album, second solo album, obviously. The first one came out, what, 2 years ago? Is it 3 years ago now? I've kind of lost track.
3 years in Ireland instead of 2 years here.
Two years ago here, CISO. Mm-hmm. And the new one is called Passenger. And, you know, they always say that you have your whole life to do the first album, and then the second one comes around a little bit quicker. And I'm wondering, first of all, did you feel any pressure to follow the first one up?
Only from myself. You know, I was definitely sort of developing as a songwriter. And I think initially I was not particularly confident in that regard, you know. I think on the second record, in fact, it being written quicker probably helped me a bit. You know, it sort of came together more cohesively, and I felt, I just sort of felt more like the songs sat together in a bag. You know, they seem to be friends with each other. Whereas I think in the first record they were a bit more disparate, and because they're plucked from different sort of parts of your life,
So did you feel then approaching this second album that you wanted to do things a little differently, that maybe you'd learned from the process the first time around?
Yeah, I mean, well, the thing that I learned the most was how to play the guitar, I think, because I could play it initially, but I would have had to have done a good few takes to get it right, you know, and this one, because I had been on the road for the first record, and just been playing every night and practicing and being helped by band members, I just was better at it. So we could record all live together in a room, which was sort of initially what I wanted for recording. You know, I have a horror of sitting in a room and listening to a snare sound for a week, which is, you know, which is just a thing that happens. And I don't have the patience, and I don't have the ears for it. Really, I can't hear the difference. So it really suited me to pile everyone into a room and all just play together. So this record, I was able to do that, you know, just from being better at my instruments. And and also as a band, I think because we'd been on the road together for a couple of years, you know, we sort of there was a certain familial bond between everybody that sort of, it works so well when you're playing music together, you know, the better you know people.
And so you're able to bring that into the studio with you, the vibe, I guess, the camaraderie that you guys
had. I hope
so. Yeah. So tell us about working with a producer this time around. You worked with Joe Henry, who's somebody I've known on and off for years, amazing songwriter and musician in his own right. But not, in my opinion, the obvious choice. Because his stuff is very dense and very sort of stripped down, layered. I don't know. I was surprised when you told me that Joe Henry was the producer. Yeah. So number one, how did that come about? And then number two, tell us about the process of you guys working together.
Well, it was my meeting with Joe was very serendipitous, really. I was in London doing a Kate McGarrigle tribute concert with her family and lots of other wonderful people. And he happened to be doing a gig next door, and he knew the Wainwrights and people and wanted to pop his head in and pay his respects, I suppose, to Kate. And he happened to jump in during my song and heard me sing and sent a beautiful email to my manager subsequently. And yeah, we sort of read his email and were just intrigued by his beautiful way of putting things. And then I was over here in LA for something, and we said, oh, we'll go and visit that guy, Joe, and see. And at the moment I met him, I just thought, what an amazing man, and just knew that he was the man for the job. And I think that his way of working just really suited. And you know, I was saying, let's record for 2 weeks, and he'd say, let's record for 1 week. You know, we just worked wonderfully together, and sure enough, he won, and we did get 1 week in the studio in Wales, and yeah, it just worked beautifully. I love his way of he's all about sort of capturing a performance, and he doesn't fuss it too much. He wasn't the kind of producer that comes in and says, this one needs a disco beat and this one needs a massive horn section or anything. You know, he was very, you know, the main sort of he's just so tasteful. And he just brought a beautiful tastefulness to everything, which I was very grateful for.
Now, when you write a song, are you thinking about how it's going to sound in the studio with additional instrumentation, or is it just very pure you, guitar, voice, and you see what happens in the studio? Did you go into the studio knowing how you wanted things to perhaps shift sonically?
I think some songs have a sort of an inherent arrangement, you know, hanging off them when you start. But I will always just start with myself and often just singing, really. You know, sometimes I don't even have an instrument involved. And then once I had the bare bones, I thought I would gather the band together and we'd sort of sit in a room and bash it out and try it loads of different ways. And some things you just don't really care to listen to after a few times. Mm. And then you know that that's the wrong tack, you know. Whereas sometimes with songs, you're quite happily practicing them over and over and over again in a rehearsal time. And I think that sort of shows that you're on the right track, really.
How would you describe this collection of songs? I mean, written over, what, a 2-3 year period of time?
Yeah, they were, I suppose, probably a couple of years. A lot of them were written on the road, which I felt, I mean, looking back, I wonder whether that sort of lends a, there's a kind of a certain nostalgia that you get, I think, when you're traveling. Mm. for the home and the idea of home, and it sort of always makes me think of the past, I think, when I'm traveling about. And I think that sort of, that was a theme that tended to seem to seep into the whole record. And so I think that, there's a lot of references to home and some to the places that I'm at. And there's definitely a vaguely misty nostalgia over the whole thing. Even to, it's sort of nostalgic for the past and you know, the passenger of the title is sort of about that which you carry in your pockets through life, you know, the people and heartbreaks and, you know, the things that preoccupy you well after you would imagine they should, but things that you just always sort of have with you. And I suppose all the songs are references to that, and that's why it's called Passenger.
So you're the passenger in your own life here?
Well, I suppose all of the songs are sort of passengers along with me.
Right.
You know, are the subjects of the songs.
But I guess as you grow up and mature as a woman as well as a songwriter, these parts of your life do become do become something that that you carry with you. I mean, we start to own history as we get older.
Yeah, and I think you start to accept history as well at a certain point. You know, you realize that there's things that you try to sort of push away, and things are part of you. You know, things that happen that might be incredibly painful at the time, you know, they seep into your bones, you know, and then they're always with you. And there's a certain amount of acceptance that has to come before you can really get on with yourself. You know, get on with your life.
So now the record's done and out. Touring? Are you going to tour this record with the same band?
Yeah, I'm in the El Rey tomorrow night, starting the tour there.
That'll be done by the time this airs.
Okay.
So just if you just want to come in with saying, yeah,
I'm on tour at the moment.
I just kicked the tour off or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. I'm on tour at the moment in the States, started in the West Coast and moving around there for a while, and then ending up in New York on October 21st, stopping all the places in between that we can.
Are you excited to breathe life into these songs that many of them were written on the road, and now you're actually going to tour them?
I know there's a certain sort of nice symmetry about it. Yeah, I'm really excited about that. It's funny. I think there's definitely certain songs that I've written that, after you've played them 20 or 30 or 40 times, that you really feel like they're sort of done, you know, and they do kind of fade away off the set list because they don't warrant that much playing. And definitely the songs in this record, most of them have been touring them in Ireland for the summer. And every time one sort of comes up in the set list, I'm very glad of it. So I'm hopeful for them. You know, they seem to sit well at gigs, and I think we're all sort of digging ourselves into the songs in this record. It's great.
Well, it's great to see you, and good luck touring and getting the record out there, getting the music heard. We're happy, obviously, to play it here at KCSN. And we'll go to our second set of music. We've got another two songs to play right now. And Lisa, it's great to see you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nick. Great to see you too. This song is called Nuts.
It was early in the morning, we were sitting on the stoop, and we were stalling, and I thought that I would too. Over all I knew, I was lost sweat through. In my hockey heels, in my old dress, with my new keys, in the wrong city. I had tied the notes to remember in my heart, so I joke and I sputter to a star. I am a borrower, a lender of the law. I walk away asleep and chalk an outline round the scene. This shallow play of a whiskey talker, heavy than your dream. Oh, no, let it be. I was lost in him and me. In my high heels, in my old dress, with my new keys, in the wrong city. In my high heels, in my old dress, with my new keys, in the wrong city. I had tied the knots to remember in my heart, so I joke and I sputter to a star. I am a borrower, a lender of the Lord. I tie the knots to remember in my heart. I tie the knots to remember in my heart. So I joke and I sputter to a star.
This song is called Paper House.
We lended our heavy hearts, motors with broken parts. We had a deck of cards, it was a start. We sit out in the sun and wait for our skin to turn. I would ask for truth, and you'd look for something to burn. Oh, we walked in a hollow place back then, on the edge of Dublin, the edge of May and June. Oh, to live in a paper house again, where we grew by the light of the moon. Often we took the train, the sky basin wide to gray. When you or I would leave and the other would, and we were all that we had, and breathed in each other's words. I would ask for truth, and you'd look for something to burn. Oh, we walked in a hollow place back then, on the edge of Dublin, the edge of May and June, oh, to live in a paper house again, where we grew by the light of the moon. Or the moon. You were much younger then, younger than I am now. I still keep as much an eye as the wires allow. I still keep as much an eye as the wires allow. Oh, we walked in a hollow place back then, on the edge of Dublin, the edge of May and June, oh, to live in a paper house again, where we grew by the light of the moon. Oh, you know what you are to me, and you know you will hold.